The Confederate statue in Alexandria sits right in the middle of one of the busiest streets in the city, and people here have been trying to get rid of it for years. Last year, the Alexandria City Council voted unanimously to remove it, but there's a problem. They would need to get the General Assembly to pass a law to make that happen. And Democratic delegate Mark Levine says he wants this statue to stay.
I certainly do not see this as a celebration of the Confederacy or the preservation of slavery that Confederate soldiers fought for. I see it as a monument to a defeated cause, a monument to a surrendered cause. It is called Appomattox for a reason.
Appomattox was the name of the final battle of the Civil War, leading to the surrender of the Confederacy and the end of the war. Levine says he agrees with those that want to change the name of Jefferson Davis Highway, for example, but he says this statue is different. Alexandria Vice Mayor Justin Wilson says he's been hearing from constituents who want the city to remove the statue, even if that means violating state law.
I have residents who are contacting me in the last 48 hours who are suggesting all method of civil disobedience because they want to see the city react on this issue. And I've told them that we are a nation of laws and we need to respect the law of the Commonwealth and work within that.
The Alexandria Confederate statue was erected in 1889. And then the next year, the General Assembly passed a specific law protecting it. A few years later, in 1905, the General Assembly passed another law protecting all war memorials. Now, the statue in Charlottesville was erected after that, though, so the courts are still trying to figure out if that 1905 law applies to the Confederate statue that's caused so much controversy there. Reporting from Old Town Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.